Welcome to Cybersecurity Matters. My name is Christian Redshaw, and this is my forward-thinking co-host, Dominic Vogel.
Not backward-thinking today.
And we have just the two of us today because we have a bee in our bonnet that we would like to get off our chest today, a hot topic in my mind. And the hot topic is, what are the threats of the day? And is doing a partial job of addressing those threats enough?
Right.
What are the threats that we're seeing now? Mm-hmm. Well, it's the same thing that we've been saying over and over again for years. Ransomware, business email compromise. Just to bring everyone up to speed in case nobody's ever seen us before or heard of these things.
Yeah.
What is ransomware? Yeah. What does the business email compromise look like?
Absolutely. And first of all, I always enjoy our little epic rants. You know, it's nice to have the guests, but sometimes it's nice to just
it really is.
Reconnect, right? So ransomware is something which has just been running rampant, especially among small and mid-sized businesses. Mm-hmm. So as its name suggests there, basically what happens is your IT systems, maybe your data, ends up being held for ransom. You're no longer able to access it, use it. In some cases,
so it's locked down.
It's completely locked down.
It's encrypted.
Exactly. In order to gain access to it, you have to pay a ransom or you have to restore your systems from backups, which a lot of small and mid-sized businesses struggle with. Another sort of extension of that trend right now is the fact that the systems won't be locked down, but they'll take the data, the cyber kernels, or you know, the bad guys will take the data and hold that data for ransom and say, well, now it's almost more of an extortion in which, you know, we're going to release that data, that sensitive data, to the world unless you pay us a ransom. So it's ransomware seems to be very much digging in its heels and very much staying present as a clear and present danger for small and mid-sized businesses. And it doesn't show any signs of abating. If anything, it's continually evolving, which is very interesting.
We spent a great deal of our time yesterday with a public sector client of ours talking about just ransomware. Huge percentage, and for good reason.
Absolutely, you know, and the cyber criminals know sort of the ins and outs of how to make ransomware successful and how to at least, I would say, make it most likely that they'll receive payment or a ransom payment. You know, for large organizations that have pretty robust infrastructure and backup architecture in place,
they're not so much the target.
No, and the thing is, they're able to recover. The small mid-sized businesses, though, struggle because they price the payments just appropriately, so it becomes an easier trade-off in which, like, okay, should we pay the ransom versus the cost of bringing in someone to, you know, digital forensics, figure out, you know, where patient zero was, bringing in maybe other cybersecurity specialists, bringing in someone to help from other IT specialists that from a backup recovery point of view. Now there's costs associated with that versus the cost of the ransom. And the bad guys, the cyber criminals know this. They're economic. The thing I'll always give them credit for is that they're economically very savvy.
Yes.
They run all these through various economic simulations, so they're able to price it just right. Because if it was priced at like 100,000 and they're able to do the recovery for 30,000, then, you know, why would they pay the ransom? But now when it gets closer and closer, or becomes more in the favor of paying the ransom, then it's like, okay, a lot of these businesses don't want to be proactive about it. They just pay the ransom. And unfortunately, paying the ransom, if you're in a position where you need to pay the ransom, you know, it would be unfair for people like us to judge that. But what would be really foolish is to keep paying the ransom time and time again, and not, after paying it the first time, try and be proactive.
Sure.
Look at, why did this happen? How do we prevent this from happening again? I think that's the ticket that a lot of businesses are missing.
And why are we talking about this? Why are we going on and on about this thing? Is it just because, you know, we're really interested in talking about cybersecurity and trying to, you know, generate some viewers and some interest in the subject?
Yeah.
It's because it's not theory. Yeah. It keeps happening.
Yeah.
A few weeks ago, we had Steve Wilson on the program, and we were talking about, or he was mentioning, that most data breaches, cyber attacks aren't actually reported.
Yeah.
So even of the ones that are reported, is that not enough for small, medium-sized businesses, nonprofits to proactively do something about it? And so the question is just doing a little bit enough? You know, well, like you say, cyber criminals know how much is being done, and they're looking for the cheapest, easiest way in to the easiest, lowest hanging fruit organizations.
Absolutely. You know, and that's the thing in which so many of these small, mid-sized businesses, some of them are, and I've heard this from many investigators and cybersecurity professionals, saying that on the down low, they hear a lot from small mid-sized businesses that they'll just keep paying the ransom, mm-hmm. that they view that as, you know, they'd rather do that than bring in someone and do security properly. And it's like, well, that sounds like Naples in the 1930s when the, you know, if you wanted your shop protected, right, you'd pay off the mob,
there you go.
Kind of thing. You know, it's
you know your history.
I have my Italian roots in southern Italy, so I still find it so backwards that non-technical, non-risk people view that as a viable strategy for keeping their business around.
Well, you mentioned that keep paying the ransom. Yeah. It's what kind of a business model is that? You want to put that in your business plan? Okay, we've got that line.
It's a protection
for future ransom scenarios.
Yeah. It's like the Godfather of the 21st century kind of thing. You have to pay your protection money if you want your
got a new business partner.
So it's again, what percentage of business owners and are like that?
Yeah,
I don't know, but it's obviously sizable enough because ransomware is still being so damn successful.
Yeah, and so we're not even probably going to have time to get into some of the other threats, business email compromise. But let's just take ransomware and just run with it.
Yeah.
So what about that then? What about these companies that we're hearing about and the ones that we're not, whether it's, let's say, an accounting firm mm-hmm. or a law firm, mm-hmm. and they get hit?
Yeah.
So they come in, they get their IT people in there, maybe they get some forensics help, and that's all good and that needs to happen. They weren't prepared for it the first time.
Yes.
So
yes.
The existing way of thinking mm-hmm. kind of got them into this, so to speak, even though they're the victim.
Yeah.
Okay, they deal with that incident, so mm-hmm. they're like, okay, we've had our day. We've had our ransomware situation.
Yeah.
So now let's move on with business as usual.
Right.
I can't understand that way of thinking. Is that enough?
Is that
doing enough? And sorry, I'm not letting you speak here, but what does that look like from an optics perspective for your clients? If you're a law firm mm-hmm. and you're just dealing with the situation and it's business as usual, maybe you tighten up a few screws here and there. Mm-hmm. Put yourself in the client's point of view.
Yeah.
You know, is it enough?
For us, we find it shocking, you know, and that whole notion, again, it's almost doing it impartially.
Mm-hmm.
And again, even if you look at this from any other point of view, in which if this was an issue of, you know, like sexual harassment mm-hmm. or fraud mm-hmm. or, money laundering, whatever, you know, it wouldn't just be, okay, we fix it. No, there's going to be new training. There's going to be a new regime in terms of make sure that doesn't happen again.
Because it's more physical, more tangible.
Well, I think it's more tangible, you know. And there, many businesses are losing the opportunity to say, okay, how do we make sure this doesn't happen again? Or if it does happen, again, lower likelihood, lower impact. So mm-hmm. it's more of a speed bump rather than a sinkhole mm-hmm. kind of thing. And again, I think because it's digital, because you're saying there, it's intangible, mm-hmm. There's many businesses who just aren't worried about that. I remember that when we were prospecting with potential clients, and we came across a client who had experienced a devastating ransomware issue, and they had to manually recreate a whole bunch of financial records.
I remember that too.
Still a sore spot, but anyway, you know, for 6 months the company was almost frozen because they had to recreate all their financial records. They only had a 6 month memory. After 6 months, it was like, well, it's been 6 months. We haven't mm-hmm. been hit again. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it's the fact that these, even though it's shaking the company to its core mm-hmm. in many cases, they're not doing enough to instill a systemic change to make sure it doesn't happen again. And like I said, I think it's that abstraction that it's not something physical mm-hmm. that happens in the physical world. It's somewhat that has happened in the digital world. Mm-hmm.
From a positive perspective, the more you can do as an organization on your own, mm-hmm. the less you have to pay people like us to do. So this is a really happy thought for people.
Very true.
Watch these videos, you know, get your protections in place. There's enough good free resources and free advice that you can at least get started and do something.
Yeah.
And the more you can do on your own, the cheaper it's going to be.
Yeah. Don't pay the mob.
That's right. Yeah. Anything else on your mind today that you'd like to?
I was gonna say I really want to watch the Godfather series again now, but I'd say the other thing to that we wanted to chat about was again this notion again for, I would say, the technical or the IT people in an organization mm-hmm. who may not feel empowered to bring some of these things up to their to the business owner, to the CEO, to the key decision makers that may view this as being, this is a technical decision. Yeah. I need to make this my own kind of thing. You know, it's when we're seeing this with a lot of smaller organizations where there's an empowered IT lead who says, you know what, there's a technical component to this, but at the root of this, this is a business issue. This is an organizational issue. Mm-hmm. Cyber risk, data risk, that they need to make those decisions. They need to make figure out what those desirable outcomes are. That's on them to take ownership, not IT. So I think more than anything, I'd say a call to action to any of our viewers who are in an IT leadership role, and you don't have to take that weight on your shoulders, right? This is something that is a shared responsibility with the rest of your, of the business, right? That any of these key cyber risk decisions should not be made by you alone. Not saying that you're incapable of them, but you're not the right person to be making that because they have business ramifications. And ultimately it's the business people who are most accountable to the business that need to make those decisions.
Yeah, and I think so. It's a communication gap potentially between IT and business leadership.
Yeah.
So
don't be afraid to have those conversations.
Don't be afraid to have those conversations and use this clip of this episode as your excuse.
Yeah.
Show it
play
to
the
your
clip in C-suite.
Clip in the C-suite or the board.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for watching. You can check out our other podcasts on conversationsthatmatter.tv or Cybersecurity Matters playlist on the Conversations That Matter YouTube channel. And you can listen to us anywhere you listen to your podcasts normally. And we will see you next week.